Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing Trusting You Alone, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The God Who Holds You Together, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31.
Lord, I'm tired of hiding, lost in all these tears, trying to carry all this pain alone. I've been as strong as I can be. Now only you can rescue me. Now I'm stepping out in faith to fall into your sweet embrace. Trusting you, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you alone. Trusting you. I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you alone. Jesus, I surrender. Take me to your heart. Fill this emptiness inside of me. It's your love and nothing less that can heal my pain and brokenness. All I have, Lord, all I am, I place my life into your hands. Trusting you, I'm trusting you, I'm trusting you. Stand, all of the ground is safe. sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand.
Trusting you, trusting you, I'm trusting you.
You carry, hear this, you carry the spark of divinity. You carry the spark of God. God lives within you, amen. And let me tell you today, God's not dead. And if He's in you, He's not dead. And He wants to live through you today. This is the part of you that God today put there so that you today would yearn and desire and hunger for Him. Do you hunger for Him? Did you get up this morning and say, oh God, oh Lord, just use me today. Oh God, work in my life. Oh God, pour out your power upon me. Oh God, speak the rain. Oh God, ignite that flame again. And Lord, let me burn for your glory. Amen. Hallelujah. You will search today for satisfaction. But you know what? Folks, only satisfaction is found in the Creator, in the presence of God. We are created to worship God. Hear me. Did you hear me? We are created to worship God. But we must ask ourselves, are we filling our life with worship? Are you today prioritizing Jesus in your life? Things of the world, things of pleasure, things of the flesh, carnal things. That's not what we worship. Oh, preacher, but you know, my home and my car and my 401k and my retirement system and my investments and my kids and, you know, they got the best of this and the best of that. And, you know, you're focusing your worship on the wrong thing. Your worship is not based on materialism. It's based on the Master, the God Almighty. Amen. Oh, we need to worship Him this morning, church. You're not getting this morning. You've got to worship God. You've got to prioritize Him today. We've got to get in that place where He is high and lifted up, where He is exalted. Where He is praised today. God has created you today to know Him. To know Him. To know this God that spoke. This God who grabbed dirt and formed it and gave it the very breath of life. God created you that you can know Him and walk with Him and encounter Him and be blessed by Him and be touched by Him. Oh, this is the God I'm talking about today. Amen. That we will worship Him. You can only know God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You were created with an intention, and you were created to be known today. Amen. Third point, you were created to be used spiritually. You were made to be a representative of God on this earth, and that carries a tremendous amount of responsibility. When I say I'm a Christian, that comes with a responsibility of accountability, that I live for God, and that carries today the fact that if we proclaim that we are, then we need to start living like we are. Amen. Our great calling in life is to be used for the purpose of God, friend. And you can live a life that matters to God. You know that? I don't care what everybody else is doing. You don't have to worry about that. What matters is what you're doing for God. God has something today better for you than what you're pursuing now. Question is, has God using you spiritually today? Has God using you today to impress and to touch hearts and lives of other people? Have you learned today, you know, it's grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, according to the Bible alone, to the glory of God alone? It's all about Him. We should be doing that. Did you miss that? Hear it again. You've got to learn today, it's grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, according to the Bible alone, to the glory of God alone. That's what your life is about. You were created in God's image to be used of God. Fourthly, you were created to live distinctively. We were created male and female and created differently than the animals. We're not animals, friend. We're not an animal. Today, the lines between a man and a woman are blurred in our society. With this idea of transgender, with this idea of homosexuality. Listen, God created man in His image. God created woman in His image. And you were also created with a distinctive role that God has for your life today. Your role is to live the role that God has assigned to you. Your role may be different than mine, and mine may be different than yours today. But let me tell you what, our role should be one that it honors God and exalts Christ in all matters of our living today. See, we want life on the easy street, but we want everything to be sunshine and roses. It's not the way it always is. So you've got to learn today that even through the adversities and trials and the difficulties that you face, God is to be exalted above all today. Amen. Because you have put your faith and your trust in the God that makes the difference. And only He will make that difference in your life today. Only He today will change you today. And let me give you the fifth one and I'm through. You're created to trust God wholeheartedly. Amen. God takes great care in what He creates. Amen. Oh, listen. You read through the book of Genesis and you really grasp what God did here. It is absolutely mind-boggling and amazing. So God, He takes great care and also not only in what He makes, but God takes great care in what He loves. And He loves you and I with an everlasting love today. Jesus said, seek you first, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. He is a God who holds you together. He's the God who holds you together. Listen, you may feel like, man, I'm on the brinking point. I'm about ready to throw in the towel. I'm about ready to quit. I'm about ready to just throw up my hands. That's not what God created you for. He's the God who holds you together. Amen. You are created by God and you were created for God. To give Him praise today. When you think you're falling apart and when you feel like you can't go on any longer, when you feel like you're so overcome and so overwhelmed by the world, let me tell you what. It's God who holds you together. And it's God that's going to be there for you. It's God that's going to bring you through the valleys. It's God that's going to bring you through the trials. It's God that's going to bring you through every difficulty, every heartbreak, every challenge, everything that you're going to face in life. Friend, thanks be unto God. We've got a God who never leaves us, nor does He forsake us. Amen. That's what we've got in Him today. He's the God who holds you together. And whatever you think is about to break you at the seams today, it's time today to give it to God. And let God today put your life back together. And let God mightily use you for His kingdom. Would you bow your heads for a moment? Father, as we look to You today, we know that You're the God who has all the answers. You're the God that can turn all things around. You're the God who is our hope, our help. You're the God who is our foundation. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, Lord, there may be needs and burdens in hearts and lives here today. There may be people here that maybe do not know You in the free pardon of sin, that have never received You into their heart and their life and never been born again into the family of God. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, if there's any lost among us today, God, show them the need of salvation, that they'll cry out to a God who says today, when we call, He will answer and He will change our heart. Lord, maybe there are folks here today that are struggling in life. Maybe today they got burdens in their family, burdens in their life. Maybe they're going through some issues in their health or finances or relationships or any number of things that we can face. Maybe they're going through depression, defeat, and discouragement today. Maybe today they're going through stress and situations that's just weighing them down. Oh, I thank God that we've got a God who cares today.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter. Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.